Just recently we have cleaned our bodies, energy bodies, healed them. It's only 30 meters and there another place of power, another road. That road goes through the field to that place of power, and this road goes to a different state of consciousness. This is continuation of work with bladders of perception, the bottom bladder. See what now will happen. I made my cocoon like a cocoon of a regular human, and now I'm going to do two steps there, and you look what will happen to my bottom bladder of perception. This is crystallization of consciousness. If the consciousness after mastering Raja Yoga is ready to become vast, if ethics and intellect are in order, if we can work in subtlety, then this is the place where we can become, if we understand the mechanism of all this, then this is it. The bottom bladder of me now became of the size of the whole planet. Now I can reach the opposite side of the Earth. So one has to retain this state in Brahmanic subtlety. This is the direct growth of consciousness with the help of places of power. When we are weak and small, we cannot enter the abode of the Creator, even if we are subtle. One has to have power to do this, power of consciousness to cross the spatial dimensions. We have to become so large, so that we become comparable to that macro world where we want to live, where the Creator lives. And we realize through the methods of Buddha Yoga, through work with that kind of places of power, we realize this potential of ours, and we realize our meaning of life, realize our predestination that was set for us by God. We came here to become, to transform from small souls into vast souls. Maha-atma, Mahatmas, large atmic, purest souls. And the next step is to submerge into Creator and to merge with Him forever. And now all of you, all you are worthy, all who are present here, enter and become like this.